And we're go. The Shakespeare Birthplace Trust has announced that it will sell land to developers of a new housing estate, having secured safeguards for the views and the setting of Anne Hathaway's cottage, the childhood home of Shakespeare's wife. Peter Kyle, chairman of the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust, is here to tell us more about this historic decision. Peter, why has the trust decided to sell this land?
Well, 2 years ago, developers were granted planning permission for two new housing developments connected by a link road, a short portion of which would cross a small parcel of land owned by the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust. The Trust, along with many other organisations, had opposed this development, but the government and the High Court decided homes are the priority. Ever since the developers submitted their planning application, we have had to look at all the possible eventualities and, alongside our opposition to the development proposals, we have had to consider what might happen if the developers won planning permission. We established a number of key conditions that would need to be met in order for us to consider the possibility of selling this small parcel of land. Today, our governing body of trustees has agreed to accept the developer's proposal because it does meet our non-negotiable conditions to safeguard the future of the Shakespeare Birthplace Trust and the Shakespeare family homes, most particularly Anne Hathaway's cottage. And the benefits could be summarised broadly along these lines. As you mentioned at the beginning, we would indeed be safeguarding views from Anne Hathaway's cottage, its gardens and the grounds, including views to the horizon up to half a mile away. A key achievement has been that in this process we shall have secured a legal covenant to protect permanently about 45 acres of land, including 28 acres which are not even owned by the trust. Other measures include the creation of a landscaped embankment and planting visually to obscure all vehicles which would use the new link road. This proposed road would be over 200 metres away from Anne Hathaway's cottage garden at its nearest point, and the road has been redesigned in a cutting so that even the largest vehicles will not be visible. So these and a number of other conditions we are seeking to be met so far as that is deliverable.
And what was the process for reaching this decision today?
Well, first of all, the decision has not been taken lightly, and it's been taken after a very, very full discussion of all the issues surrounding it. The arrangements have been democratic. It is a collective decision by a simple majority of the governing body, overseen by Electoral Reform Services. Trustees' legal responsibility to consider a proposal, very detailed reports from our team of specialist expert advisors have all been taken into consideration.
And some people have asked why the meeting was not open to the public.
Well, trustees are duty bound to act in the best interests of our charity. Much as we may empathise with other people's concerns, we cannot take into account wider factors such as the local demand for housing, schools, etc. The Birthplace Trust and its trustees are fully aware that this development has provoked strong views, both for and against, particularly from local residents. And please do bear in mind also that, after all, many of our staff and volunteers, including trustees, do live and work here. We have consulted very widely, and all representations received have been circulated to trustees as part of the consultation process. For such an important decision, it was also important that trustees were able to meet and deliberate in a calm and measured manner.
And this decision has been hanging over the trust for several years, ever since the planning application was submitted. Why has the trust decided to take this decision now?
Well, we have very specifically taken time to gather all the information needed to inform this important decision. As we've mentioned earlier, we opposed this scheme and would much rather it was not proceeding, so we were in no rush to reach a decision. It is only now that the developers have brought forward a proposal that our advisers were prepared to make a recommendation for consideration by trustees.